I wonder what Annie hopes to find out by following Angelina Carmenetti. It certainly is thrilling. And say, wasn't that exciting news we heard last time about Orphan Annie's new identification bureau? Yes, sir. Every one of you boys and girls can get in on it and get a keen-looking identification tag and chain for your very own. And so, if you missed hearing about it, listen hard now, because, boy, oh boy, you certainly want this keen-looking, oval-shaped identification tag and automatic fitting chain for your wrist, like soldiers and aviators wear. It's shiny, gold-colored victory metal. Solid victory metal, so rich and valuable-looking, nobody can miss seeing it when you wear it. There's a beautiful American flag on the front, and best of all, right above the flag, we're going to put your initials to show it's your property, the letter that stands for your own name. But wait till you see the other side. It has your official identification number stamped right into the metal. And remember, nobody else will have a number like yours. Because the big idea is that everybody gets a different number that's going to be registered with your name and address at the headquarters of Annie's Identification Bureau in Chicago. And then, if there's an emergency, or any boy or girl gets lost, people can send into the headquarters and find out the name and address that matches up with the number on any Orphan Annie identification tag. And so it's useful. As well as so wonderful looking, you'll have everybody crowding around to see it. You can't buy these identification tags in the stores. They're made up just for Annie's friends, because she wants you to try the new 1940 chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. It's even better than last year's chocolate-flavored Ovaltine, with a new creamy chocolate flavor, and it's better for you besides. Has more of those valuable vitamins and minerals in it. And so, you certainly want to try this new treat and send for your personal identification tag as fast as you can. Now, all you do is this. Print the initial you want on your tag and your name and address plainly on a piece of paper. Then, send it to Annie with a dime wrapped in all of a metal foil seal from under the lid of a can of the new 1940 chocolate-flavored Ovaltine, or plain Ovaltine. But remember, Annie especially wants you to try new, improved chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. You send your letter to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. All straight? You send the initial you want, your printed name and address, and a dime wrapped in a seal from new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine, or plain Ovaltine, to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. And then Annie sends you your keen-looking automatic fitting identification tag and chain as fast as she can. Boy, don't waste a minute sending for yours. And now, today's adventure with Annie. A bomb has destroyed part of the town hall in Sunfield. And that mysterious gang of boys, known as the Black Jackets, is suspected of having set off the bomb. However, Annie doesn't believe they did it. And last time, she and Joe set out to trail a woman who Annie felt sure would lead them to the persons who are really guilty. And now, we find Annie and Joe still cautiously following the woman along one of the back streets of the town.
Look out, Joe. She's turning around to look back at you. Let's stop and pretend we're interested in this story.
Yeah, right. But this is about the fifth time we've had to stop and look in windows.
Do you think she suspects we're following us? No, I think she's just being careful. You wouldn't have to be so particular about keeping out of her sight if we were complete strangers to her. But if she caught sight of us now, she'd know we were the two kids she met back there in the mayor's office.
Oh, sure, she'd recognize us all right.
You bet she would. Oh, we better be moving along again. She's getting pretty far ahead of us.
All right. Well, let's go.
I think we're safe from attracting her attention as long as we stay on this side of the street and she stays on that side. And we keep about a half a block behind her.
Oh, where do you finish? Oh, look. She's turning into that place right there on the corner of Pepper Street.
Oh, she will. Golly, that's good. That's just what I was hoping for.
You see, I mean, you were hoping that she turned into that particular place?
Oh, no. No, I don't know anything about the place, but didn't you see? It's a cafe of some kind. That means 9 chances out of 10 that she's going to meet somebody in there.
Sure, she's going to meet somebody. Then what?
Well, that woman tried to make us think that some boys, men in the black jacket, did that bombing. And that makes me think she was trying to throw suspicion away from the people who really did it. And it makes me think that she's connected with the people who really did it.
Yes, but
if I don't miss my guess, she's missing a
right now.
Okay. Hey, but we've got to slow down or something. We're right across the street from the place.
Well, let's cross the street. There's nothing to do now but walk right in there and see what we can see.
I hope you're noticing that this is a mighty tough-looking cafe.
Yeah, but we're outside. It's about as bad a place as you'll find in
San
Diego. But we can't get back
tonight. Take a look at the name of the store. The Black Cat Cafe. Rocco Roberto, proprietor. I don't much like that. Black Cat stands for bad luck.
Oh, that's nonsense, Joe. You know.
Well, I don't like the proprietor's name either. Rocco Roberto. Sounds like an international spy or a member of the Black Hand.
Wait a minute, Joe. Somebody come out. Just wait behind this car and we see who it is.
Okay.
We can peek through the rear window of the car without being noticed ourselves.
Yeah. It's the woman, all right.
Here's your kid. There's a man with her. This is going to save us the trouble of going in that place.
Yeah, but don't let us see come past here and see this crouching behind this car.
Yeah.
riding it right now.
Yeah. We're closing up to him now, driver.
And just jump and Jenny, because they're not fast in the old house. They're slowing down.
As late as they are.
Just stop them there.
So what? Get into the side road, driver. Get around the corner here and stop.
That sure took us by surprise.
Yeah, a few yards farther, and we wouldn't have had any place to turn off the main road. They made it see us for sure.
Oh, we're all right now, though. This hedge that runs along here will shield us here from being seen.
Yeah, but it just has some fuel, too. Come on, let's get out.
It's just let the meter run, driver. We want you to take us back to town.
Okay.
Let's climb up here to the top of the barrel where we can peek over the hedge.
Yeah, we'll get a good view of the old house from there.
This chase is getting warm and serious by the minute. That woman's height is always as big on the black jacket. Now she and that man are driving right up to what we believe is the black jacket headquarters.
It sure doesn't make sense. Hey, look. The woman and the man are walking up the path toward the house.
That's just what they're doing. They're walking right up to the door of the old house.
They're going right in.
Quincy Gulliver. Walking right in without knocking on it. Just as they live there.
Well, it sure beats me. Maybe that old house isn't the Black Jacket's headquarters after all. But who are the boys Lieutenant Bushnell saw going in there? And who threw the rocks at us when we tried to go into the place?
I don't know any of the answers, Joe. There's certainly something awfully strange going on. Well, I think we've done as much as we can by ourselves, but
what are we doing next?
Call up Chief Bailey. He's been itching to raid that old house. Now the time has come to do it, and the sooner the better.
Hey, Annie and Joe had figured that woman to be an enemy of the Black Jacket. And yet she and that man have gone into what we all thought was the Black Jacket's headquarters. What in the world does it mean? And don't forget, here's the way to get your beautiful personal identification tag and chain. Just print the initial you want on your tag and your name and address on a piece of paper. Then send it with a dime wrapped in a metal foil seal from under the lid of a can of the new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine or plain Ovaltine. And send it to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. All straight? Get busy right away. Now, this offer is good in the United States only. Well, Annie is going to call Chief Bailey and tell him to go ahead with his raid on that old house. Tomorrow's adventure is sure to be an exciting one. Now, don't miss it. Until tomorrow, this is Pierre Andre saying goodbye.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.